Hello, grandkids, and welcome to Stunt Granny Audio number 476. This is Kevin DeFrango, and it took us this long to get on very long-time friend of the show and Twitter mate for quite some time at this juncture, Missy Bird, at Bird is the Word, if you are looking for the handle. How are you doing tonight, Missy?
I am doing well. I'm happy to be here, finally.
Yeah, it is one of those things that I was kind of thinking about it earlier. I have probably tried to talk my, and it would be second wife, into being on this show for quite some time, and it has been a very unsuccessful juncture. But with the advent of there is definitely more attention paid to the women these days. And we thought with Evolution coming up, it was the perfect time to find a female co-host, and you were very gracious to take us up on that offer.
Well, just because it's you guys.
Well, thank you very much. And we did not really plan for you to be the hype woman for Super Showdown, but this is what the news calls for this week. You will be back for Evolution if people want to worry about that one for the future, and probably other times in between is what the goal is here.
Absolutely.
But you know, this both of the shows this week were all about Super Showdown, and it felt like it was all about trying to stay out of the ring for the most part too.
Keeping everybody like, yeah. We're going to keep everybody healthy. We're going to keep everybody, away from each other, and we're not going to hurt anyone than what we absolutely have already. So they can all get on a plane and do this. It's super awesome showdown.
Yeah, and I guess to me, we usually start with the most recent thing. At least Chris and I do. So, and we were talking about the women, so why not start with Becky Lynch ending things? There was an altercation, but not exactly a whole lot of action for the two top women on SmackDown tonight.
No, and it's funny. I mean, I love Becky. I have for ages, so, I mean, I love that there's a lot of focus on her. And bless her heart, as mean as she tries to be, they are not going to let her. They're just, the crowd is not going to let her. We're not going to let her. So she's doing well. I mean, if she wants to be a heel, I guess, if that's what they're trying to do, she's giving it her all. But
at this point,
everyone's going to love.
Don't you need to let it go at this point? Like, you almost need to keep doing what you're doing with her, but you've got to let the crowd react the way they were. I thought that was the most boos Charlotte has gotten so far.
It shocked me when she came out. It shocked me. She came out and I don't know if she planned on talking and they just started booing her, so she dropped the mic and ran. Or what, but yeah, that was a little shocking to me. They're definitely turning on her.
So I mean, it's kind of hard to go, oh, well, just make Becky the face at this point, because, oh man, like, I think pulling the brakes on badass Becky Lynch is just a terrible idea.
No, let her go. Oh my god, let her go. Just, we always have this thing here, Dave and I do. We laugh because comparing it to Orton, like, you just let him be him. He doesn't need to be, definitely doesn't need to be face. He's not even heel. He's just, you know, crazy Randy Orton. When he's crazy, he's the best. When he's just, and that's with Becky. It seems like, just let her go. Just let her be badass. Let her do what she's doing. But you know, keep letting her do it. Don't let Charlotte have it back and then kind of, you know, throw Becky back into oblivion again.
Yeah, I hope they have the patience to, and I would think they will, to leave the belt on her a little while longer. And I still wouldn't be surprised. I mean, everyone always alludes to the Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey matchup, possibly even next year. There's plenty of time to get that resolved between now and then.
And that, I mean, and it's kind of natural. In my head, it's natural. You're gonna put, that's who you wanna, anyone that, I mean, anybody, I think, I was skeptical about Ronda, but once I think she got over the, holy shit, I'm on Raw. Like, I get it, because she's a fan, and I get, so at first it was kind of like, oh, bless her heart, she's excited, but now that she's kind of fallen into it, I don't, anyone that they've had, kind of go out with her, go at her was fine, but I think Charlotte, that's got to be your, like, the ultimate goal, right? The ultimate goal is to have the two of them, your two kind of biggest gals, I guess.
Yeah. So I would hope Lynch would end up winning this Saturday, which I was actually very glad that Renee Young's like, if you want to be a civilized person and not wake up at 5 in the morning, just, you can roll out of bed at 10 and just watch it on demand. It's okay.
I know, because that's my plan. I'm not getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning to do that. But then, there are going to be people, so then you have to stay off Twitter if that's the what we're going to do. I literally have to stay off Twitter what before I do it, because I mean, you and I both know there'll be,
Yeah,
everyone will be up at five.
there are hazards to going on Twitter if you have not watched an event. Because, well, even this past week, because I've been really sucked. It's just kind of funny too with the ebbs and flows of, honestly, even the site itself. Because there are times where it's just like, ah, oh, wrestling is so terrible. But now I'm like trying to figure out when to jam in time for New Japan. There's definitely enough in the WWE, because I've got to agree with like NXT is probably my favorite brand, and
Yeah.
sometimes I feel like I'm shoehorning that in. I'm like, ah, oh, goddamn, when can I fit that in to watch this week now? Because
Right. I laugh because I'm the same way. It's literally, you can't DVR it. You have to go and log into the app. And when did I become like that lazy where I can't just like plug the Roku in and watch it? I feel like it's a whole, and that's a bummer, because I do enjoy NXT a lot. And especially, right now with what's going on. But holy cow, that and after All In, there's a lot of
Oh.
stuff that is exciting now. That's super exciting, and what Dave and Billy are doing with the NWA, so that it's exciting. So you're right, it's hard to fit everything in.
And I mean, well, I was just thinking about, having gone to All In. That was one of those things that I'll keep on saying this, because people are like, oh, why can't ROH draw 10,000 people? I'm like, there was something about them announcing that far in advance that helps people plan for something like that. You might not necessarily. I would think that you'd be able to get
It made it feel
10,000
bigger. They're
for.
doing this right. I mean, it makes it feel bigger. It's like, we're telling you this, like, WrestleMania is coming up, not, to directly compare it to that, but yeah, and it was sold the way it was sold. I wish that I would have gotten my chicks in a row and done it too, because that was crazy.
And how was that connected back? How did we veer into that off of oh yeah, the
Sorry, that's
Renee
you'll find that's
Young
me.
comment.
We'll get we, I yeah, there's detours. There's detours. So.
But But
we're talking about Rhonda, yes.
Rhonda. Yeah. And yeah, I we've kept on saying it, I think, no matter what combination of people we've had on the show. Like, you're right. Like, when she came in, she was a little starstruck about being there. Even though she'd been on camera and done promos and everything, like, she was a little... Oh, gee. Yeah.
Like, I'm here. Oh, my God. This is, you know, like, I'm walking down the ramp now. I'm getting in the ring now. it wore off. And that it wore off. I mean, it's starting to wear off.
Yeah, and it's for the good that it's wearing off. Because I really don't even... I know that Kurt Angle didn't have that much training before he came up. But I mean, I still can't believe how quickly she's learned everything for the most part. People, this takes years.
You can tell she wants to. You know, she really that she wants to, and she's got the discipline to do it. And I think the way that everyone has been, because you're always going to have the snarky people who are going to be jerks, but I think for the most part, I've seen way more positive, you know, way better things about her. So I think that has probably also helped her a little bit to see, you know, I mean, wrestling fans can be idiots, let's be honest. so when the majority of them were not, or when the idiots slowed down quicker, I'm sure that that helped a lot.
Yeah, that was going to be one that I wouldn't have been surprised if people would have handled it like, oh, let's say Roman Reigns.
Mm-hmm.
You could easily say Ronda Rousey's being pushed down her throats.
Yep.
You really could. But she's just a real natural at it, and that's why people are just, they're cool with it. And it always helps. I will go to my grave saying that Roman Reigns has been mishandled.
I don't hate him. I'm pretty ambivalent at this point. I will say I freaking hate the Superman punch so much. there's so many things about it. But then I'm a big fan of a good spear. So like then I hate him and then he pulls me back in when he pulls that off. So I'm like. But I think Rhonda, to me at least, and being a woman, to me she's very authentic in her and being excited. You know what I mean? Maybe that's more relatable than coming out there and automatically just being this badass and this is my yard. This is what, you know what I mean? Like she was a little more authentic at first, so it was easy for us to say, oh, okay, you know what I mean? And then they kind of snuck her under the radar to. Or down our throat, but she's also coming out there. I mean, if you look at it, it's not like it's just her at one person or her. You know what I mean? They're letting other people kind of come in and out, and they let Ruby have a match with her, which I mean,
that honestly could have been the longest match of the week.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. Oh my God. And then it seems longer. You know what I mean? We watch 5 hours of it. It seems like 18 hours when, like, there's so much filler and I get it. You're going, especially one where they have to travel. You know, it's a big deal to get to Australia. I get it. So.
Yeah. And that's one of those things that, in some ways, it would have been cool to be at the, well, I've got to admit, the one thing I think is my favorite thing for the week is the Elias joke about Seattle not deserving a basketball team.
And I had missed that, and Dave kind of told me that, and I came in, you know, was watching back and forth when they were just relentlessly, they would just the whole whatever 3 hours of booing them. And when he told me what they said, I'm like, that's perfect. That is probably the best thing in the little 5 hours total.
Yeah, like, It's always strange to me that the weekly basis of he gets everyone to say walk with Elias, and then 5 seconds later he can they hate him. And I mean, this was that was some unnatural level of booing that I honestly have no idea, because
that was like internal, that was like bottled up for ages. And it just kept going. And I'm like, are they literally still doing that? And what, you know, normally they can take a pause and let it die down. I mean, Owens knew this is not stopping. This is literally not stopping.
Yeah, so, like, I about fell over laughing when Elias and Owens are having to pretty much yell into the microphones.
Yes, yes. And that's funny because they're booing them. But we know damn good well, when Cena does show up, they're just going to boo him. I mean, it's just like, my head is spinning around. But, you know, that was well worth sitting through some of the other stuff to see that, because that was amazing.
Yeah, and it was pretty fun, too. Like, I think those two had some pretty good chemistry. Like, if they do some work in the future, I would not be unopposed to that.
And it's, to me, you can almost put anybody with Owen, and he can make it work. You know what I mean? Like, I keep seeing anything, he can make it work with them, and I was worried when he went that they might not find a place for him, like all of us were. But, oh my God, him and Elias, again, they're both, they've got that snarky edge to them, though. Very quick-witted, so they can pull it off.
Yeah, and that is one of those weird Super Smackdown or Super Showdown matches that I guess I know that they've kind of advertised it, but I had no idea that John Cena was involved until this week.
Literally, normally we try to record it, I was telling you, and so you can forward through stuff. And yeah. I walk in there and I look at Dave and I say, so Cena's back? He says, yeah, sounds like it. I mean, that's it's like, you know, you're having breakfast and it's like, oh, we're having peach yogurt today, right? Yeah, I guess so. So yeah, he's back, and it is a very weird. I'm very weird. Like, he's not showing up until Super Secret Awesome Showdown, right? Like, he's literally just.
Yeah, which is extra strange since the literal mayor of a town showed up on the same show.
The guy has a
day job.
So weird. So weird.
Shows
and
up.
Again, Lashley, God bless, that's another one. I can't. I mean.
I guess he's a guy that he was one of those few things that when the Hardys were doing their compound stuff on TNA, he was on there, and he was one of the few guys that I was like, oh, that guy has really improved from the guy that I remember.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, you got to bring in, and good, have Leo Rush help him with that part of it, because him and Reigns, to me, that it was painful. Because not necessarily, I mean, the banter, they're like, why are you letting them talk so much? Just let him fight. You know what I mean? That's where
it's like that they don't want to do that with too many of their characters, because Reigns would work way better if he talked less. Lashley would have worked better if he talked less. But they're like, nah, only Braun Strowman's allowed to have, like, two line promos.
And he's someone who has grown on me. I guess since WrestleMania. Before that, I just would not be that interested and would have to ask, you know, what are they doing with Strowman now? You know, because I and then he has grown on me with you know, get him on the mic. And now, yeah, now they've thrown him with those guys, and he can just go back to being the, you know, the badass.
Yeah, he, I guess he's a interesting one that, well, and I guess we could move on to their match, because that's definitely been a central focus of Raw. I'm not sure, like, are they kind of implying that we're gonna get Dolph Ziggler the babyface and Dean Ambrose the heel sometime soon?
I think so. I think so, which is weird, but I mean, what else, or why else are they, why are we seeing this, and why, you know what I mean, and I thought maybe something would happen Monday, you know, before there, so they could, you know, kind of continue it, or say what's going to happen and show up in Australia, but I guess it's all going to happen there. Which is another reason I can't get on Twitter until I'm awake and
on Saturday. I'm 100%. I don't even know if I'll watch it that early. Usually soccer is my breakfast viewing in on the Saturday mornings, but I also know that we have some other things on the docket. You know, the tendency to shop at 10 a.m. is another one.
I think we've got a big thing going on here too, and we've a big festival. But now it's like a 75% chance of thunderstorm, so I might literally be watching it at 10 in the morning anyhow, because I'm not going anywhere else.
If I'm to avoid spoilers, I'm gonna have to stay off Twitter for quite some time.
I always argue, you know, Twitter's fair game. Twitter's a real-time, you know, fair game. I'm gonna talk about SmackDown tonight, you know what I mean, or whatever.
Yeah.
And if I'm not watching Raw live, I'm on Twitter, so I see certain things, but that's my choice. And Facebook, you know, I'm okay with people screaming about spoilers, I guess, on Facebook. I don't. Whatever.
Well, that one is a little bit easier to, at least my wrestling groups are kind of out there, and there's usually a header for the event, and I can kind of not
avoid it, yeah.
Yeah, just not pay attention to the comments themselves. I might see the, like, three most recent or something, but it's pretty easy to avoid that for the most part. But yeah, like you said, like, the second you step on Twitter, it's a fair game thing, especially since Lord only knows you can see a tweet from 24 hours ago or something that was just 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, 24 seconds ago. Yeah. And I mean, same thing. I watch Survivor, so I if I'm not watching it, if I'm behind, I'm like, don't do that. That's how I do. I mean, and I'm jumping around, but with Shawn Michaels you know, the end there, and I that's how I knew he was there. That's how I knew, like, saw the bald head and everything. You know what I mean? It's like there's this random Twitter picture, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's a thing.
Now, in your opinion, does he now look like a mini Triple H?
It is almost like mini me. It's like, he's going to rub his little hands together and hump his leg, because that's where we're going. I mean, I'm glad he did it. Like, literally, like, why not at this point? But having the hat on so tight, because at first when it wasn't coming off, because obviously I knew at this point there was no hair, but the cowboy hat being on so tight with the headband, you got to be sure that was so it didn't. Right, so it didn't fall off.
I would assume so. I'm not. I am a connoisseur of hats, but a cowboy hat is not one that I own. And I also have a giant fat cranium, so I don't really worry about a snug fit ever.
Well, I don't
know if
something that we were supposed to see. on Saturday. You know what I mean? But yeah, so now he's spinning me. It just took him a little bit longer to get there.
The funny thing is, I think Triple H could still grow his hair out if he wanted to, so the Shawn Michaels doesn't look like a mini Triple H, but I don't think either of them's losing the beard at this juncture.
No, they gotta have it somewhere. It's like Samson. don't take all of it away, or
they lose all their powers.
I was shocked that he got, that he got busted around as much as he did, too. I'm trying to recall the last time that he got that involved or that much action in the ring. But in a long time, I was great. He'll be the one that get hurt. You know what I mean? Wobbling around again.
It certainly leads some credence to. I know I've seen some future crown jewel images that supposedly were real that involved Shawn Michaels being in a match. Having him participate in some bumps is not exactly going to make that image. It's going to make me think it's more real at this point. I don't. Who knows?
I believe him when he said he was done. I don't necessarily believe anyone else when they say that, because how many times is, Flair would probably still come out there on Saturday if they asked him to.
Yeah.
But
I was
someone
thinking that
I've always believed when he said, this is it, I'm done, I'm really done, that I thought he would be. But then, like I said, yesterday I thought, maybe he's letting himself be involved again. And that's what people want to see. I do understand, if you're getting your first big pay-per-view ever in Australia, they want to see Undertaker. They want to see John Cena. I get that. I don't begrudge anyone that. They're getting, they're getting $20 million from the, whatever he is, the Crown Prince of Saudi Arabia, and he says, I want to see,
I want to see a dead guy.
Yeah, I want to see R-Truth and Zack Ryder. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you do. You do what they want. Any random, that's the most random thing I can pull out of my head right now.
Well, I would not blame them if they wanted to pay R-Truth. God bless that man. I can't believe.
Right?
We keep on talking, me and our other friend and co-host Shahid. He was on the main roster in 2000.
Yep. And he looks good. Like, he looked like, my God. Like, yeah, and he's another one. I feel like whatever they need him to do, he does it,
Oh. Yeah, like, he's been a comedy character that they've somehow kept fresh. Like, because at some points, as much as I liked Santino Marella.
Oh, God, yeah, yeah.
Like, they never gave him off time. Like,
you're right, and there was always some kind of, it went from one weird thing to another. It went from Santina, he's good. That the thing with that is, he's very good. You know what I mean? He's a very good wrestler. I told Dave again tonight, I said, I know you never thought you'd hear this from me, but I really like R-Truth and Carmella together. I do. I like them together. I think she grew on me when she had the belt. She really did, and she definitely can do the comedy stuff with him, and
has somehow transitioned seamlessly from being booed heavily to being cheered like 2 weeks after joining R-Truth. I'm like, how did this happen?
It's like she's a different person. Yeah, like, people don't realize that's him. Maybe that's just the power of R-Truth, is that come with me and I'll make people like you.
Yeah, you just get to scream what's up, everyone replies.
Yes. And once you hear the lyrics, I mean, I guess they change, but you can get with this or you know, like, it's so ridiculous that it's awesome.
Yeah, it definitely falls into that, it's so bad that it's good kind of thing. Like, it's super catchy.
And he's so super athletic, you can't say, oh, he's nothing but comedy. You know what I mean? You can say he's...
The guy is in his early 50s, and he did a fucking split tonight.
And he, like nothing. Like, it's just, he just...
That's all I got.
Give us a break. Do you think maybe like he'll go away for a little bit, and then when he comes back, everybody just loses their shit because he's back? Oh my god, he's back! You know what I mean? Like, yay, he's back.
And I guess that's the point that I was getting to too. Like, because I do feel like there are times where it's like there's a month or two where you just don't see R-Truth.
Yeah, for real.
And then all of a sudden, he's doing this, like, mixed match challenge thing, and people are going bonkers. It's just like, that's perfect. And that's, again,
you're
like...
sick of, I mean, not in a bad way, but, yeah, we see all the others, like, putting them, you know, AJ and Charlotte together. Like, that is almost predictable. You know what I mean? Like, that's those two being together. Oh, although Alicia Fox and that whole thing.
Jinder Mahal.
Oh my god. I don't even know. She's another one. She does a lot. You know, like she bounces from one thing to another and she goes all in. That's a good thing, I guess.
Yeah, and I don't think she's been around quite as long as R-Truth, but she has been around an awfully long time.
Yep, absolutely. She's outlasted a lot of them, and she's another one. I feel like she just does whatever, if they say go out there and be crazy. She's like, all right, you know.
You got it, boss. I'm there.
Yep, exactly. I'm on it.
Yeah, because there is never a lacking of screen time for her. She has been somewhere in the... Even though she's... I do think she's had a championship reign, hasn't she?
I believe so, hasn't she? I think.
Yeah, I am going off not looking at Wikipedia at the current moment. But I would imagine that she's had one at some juncture here. I mean, she's kind of done everything for them.
And I think that's, you know, because you see a lot of people come and go. A lot of people, but...
Yeah, 10 years, main roster.
Holy crap. And so they keep her around because she does it. I can't fault anything she does. She's fun.
No, and I am not surprised that the gender train wore out at some juncture. That was still one of the stranger choices for an experimental champion.
I mean, it worked for a while, at least. It was very random. Something new, you know. So I think that's why a lot of things. And I laugh because even today on Twitter, someone was talking. I can't remember who it was now, but one of the guys wrestling in New Japan. And I know who it is, and it's escaped me. But you know, some guy on Twitter said, "No, don't you dare go to NXT or don't go to WWE. It's a sinking ship. Don't go to the sinking ship." And I'm like, I mean, you think it's sinking? You think really it's going to sink?
Oh,
because
man.
You don't like what's going on right now. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. But
definitely not a sinking ship. When they're pulling in those numbers, That ship is not sinking anytime soon.
My God, just going back to Saudi Arabia and all, and the money, you know, the money and the and this woman's the evolution that the woman, you know, it's crazy. So many good things I think are happening.
Well, yeah, and another thing that it definitely gets is on the log pile currently. Since I guess we have obviously been leaning women heavy on the show, is the Mae Young Classic. It's certainly something that I've like. Oh, I don't know what it is about the tournament format itself, because people have been talking up 205 Live for, well, since Triple H took over,
right.
And I still haven't quite carved out the time, but the second you announced the tournament, I'm like, yeah, that sounds aces.
And I'm sort of the opposite. I've not even started watching it, yet, which is silly again. Same thing. I'm just lazy. Like, just put the I use the Roku, I guess. Just put it in and watch. Like,
I'll
watch ridiculous reality shows on Netflix if I'm not doing anything, so why not turn that on? Because I enjoyed the last one, and there's some crazy good athletes, like some crazy good women, I think, this time.
Yeah, and I know that I'm still even behind on that one, because that's another one that I think, we talked about a little bit earlier. Sometimes it's just hard to fit everything in.
Yeah.
Especially when you decide to soak up this 5 hours that... honestly, might be, I don't want to say it's the worst of it, because that's why I was just thinking, because there was the New Japan event, I always think that some of the fans that, love that, probably more than I do, I guess, that, they kind of, you know, they act like there's nothing wrong with it, and I want to have our one friend on just to kind of talk about that. Because I guess when I watch, I feel like there are some issues there that maybe they don't get called out quite as much at New Japan as they would for the WWE.
I've not been able to stay with. And I mean, it's on, I can DVR it. It's on cable. I see it on there, and I just need to stop and try it again. I tried for a while. And I tried... and now I can't even tell you who's over there anymore.
That was one that, just because of another recent spate of it's getting better, I'm like, when we got the when we moved, we changed cable companies, so I can't remember for sure if I have AXS, which carries New Japan there.
Yep.
But I think we got it on a Thursday. Yeah, we got DirecTV on a Thursday. And my wife's like, oh, don't you tape that Impact Wrestling? I'm like, sure, whatever. But there are three episodes sitting on my DVR. Like, and you were talking about just, you know, firing up the Roku. I have talked a number of times on the show about how I'm still a sucker for just watching things on a traditional television. Like, watching something, like, just recently I've started to watch the network more on the pad, actually. And I'm just like, oh, yeah, this kind of works out kind of nice. I leave all my passwords at my office, which can tend to be a problem.
Oh, whoops.
Yeah, so there was that level of things that caused part of a problem. But it is pretty easy. Like, it's not something... I can't carry a TV with me upstairs and continue to watch something. And I'm like, yeah, I can see the appeal of this. Like, I'm still kind of old manning it a little bit.
And Dave will be, you know, watching the network, which is good. I'm like, I mean, it's worth it to watch your pay-per-view, but I'm like that he's getting some more worth out of it by watching... the old stuff. He's very nostalgic, so I'll come home and he'll be doing that. And that's when I say, "While we're doing this, we're gonna watch you know, or watch. I'll get him to watch Takeover and
Oh yeah, those things are. I don't care. I would hope that even an old school fan watching something like a Takeover would get into that, because that's pretty much nonstop wrestling.
It's good. It's I say watch these guys. Well, and then I mean Ricochet. That we were watching that kid down here when he was first started. You know, he was this freaking 115, you know, pounds, I think, soaked wet or whatever. So when I, those kinds of things were like, oh my God, look at, you know, this is, there's the kid, and watch what he's doing now. And especially with Dave, who doesn't keep up with, you know, much indie stuff, I'll show him, I showed him a picture, and he's like, holy shit, he's like, bulked up. Yeah, I'm like, hey, grew up. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
those are the kind of things that gets him watching.
I could definitely, like I said, I could see skipping the main TV and just watching the network stuff. Actually, I'm kind of talking myself into that now.
I don't even have, ridiculously enough, I don't even have a smart TV, but that's what I need, is something like that where I can just,
oh,
you know,
okay. Yeah.
Netflix, I get Netflix through my cable provider. Like, I just go to the menu and it's on there, so I'm lazy.
Well, and I've had a lot of problems, and I don't know why it didn't strike me. My wife had a smart TV, and I've had problems viewing the network on my laptop for a while now, where I've just had a lot of buffering. I don't have problems with other videos. I don't really have problems with New Japan's site.
It's the network. It's definitely,
and it's not even just, it's usually just the network for the main pay-per-views.
Yes.
Like, cause
it buffers a lot. It does buffer. It seems, obviously, because there's so many people. And you can tell, especially on Twitter, oh, the people watching, like, through the PlayStation are saying, oh, PlayStation's not, you know, it's weird, but it almost is device-specific sometimes. You know, you'll see a crap ton of Roku people saying, what's going on? I'm buffering. I can't get on. So it's weird.
Yeah. So that's it. This is going to be the first, because I probably won't worry about it with Super Showdown, but next pay-per-view, whatever that happens to be, I'm definitely going to try to watch that on her smart TV to see if that makes
a
difference.
Better for you.
And A, I actually remember my password to the network, too.
Well, and then you consider, again, watching it on the TV. There is definitely, you know, something much better about being able to sit on your couch and put it on the TV and not watching on a laptop or an iPad, you know, or whatever, however you can get it.
Yeah, I like my big pictures. I've got to admit, I'm a sucker for the larger size. The small screens are for video games, damn it.
Yeah, exactly. So hey, let me ask you. I'll ask you this.
Sure.
What Lesnar? Where does he sit? What do you think about where he's going to, or is he going to come back, fit in, or is he? What's the story on him?
I think that he's back. Like, it would seem that he's leaning that way. Like, I know that he kind of entered into the USADA pool to go back to UFC, but honestly, at this point, I think that he doesn't get through until around the new year, even if he did at this juncture. So, I mean, he's not going to get a fight in January. Why would you not?
Right.
Why would you skip a Royal Rumble payday?
Well, right, especially him.
Yeah, I mean, we have said a lot on this show. We do not begrudge anyone making a dollar,
right?
And honestly, I know it'll never happen, but it's definitely something worth saying, I guess. Still, the WWE just in general could use some time off, like. You know, I mentioned Santino kind of had to go out there week in, week out, make
right.
jokes, and it just ended up kind of ruining him. Like, even though he was still funny, like, it was just like, oh, there he is again.
Yeah, he's got the sock on his hand. Yeah, you know, it's the cobra. Yeah. Well, again, like I said, it's I'm not a fan, any really, but
oh.
I just wonder where he's going. Well, I think my son is though. I mean, he's older, but he's grown up. But I think he either is or he's a fan of seeing Paul Heyman, maybe. But I just wonder what do you do now? Because now you put, you know, all your eggs in this basket. However, it ends, like you said, you might end up with Ziggler.
Yeah, I guess it's just kind of weird because Lesnar's kind of been sketchy when the title hasn't been involved.
Exactly.
See Dean Ambrose versus Brock Lesnar. So, you know, I guess that's the thing is that he's just been around the title picture so much. And Cena, because I guess Cena was really his first feud when he came back, which was kind of a while ago. That's another one where I don't want to look at that time frame because it's probably longer ago than I want to remember. When Lesnar came back.
And here we still are.
I would not be shocked, I guess, if it's been probably 6 years now that he's been back in the WWE.
Oh, yeah, easily. And again, it's just you're right. When he doesn't have the title, he's not there. So to me, that kind of, I don't know, you know, let it be something. I don't.
Well, and I guess I could even compare it to something to me that happened this week. Because I was thinking it during the Braun Strowman-Dean Ambrose match. I'm like, man, Braun seems to be selling an awful lot here. And it's just one of those things that he can't be wrestling week, you know, somewhat
right.
regularly and be completely impossible to beat by some of the top guys. Like, they've at least got to get in some offense so that they're not completely.
Well, as much as Reigns, I kept saying that about Reigns. Again, kind of ambivalent, up and down, but you can't let him just go after Lesnar and lose every time. Because after a while, you're like, okay, he's never going to do it. Okay, this is the time he does it. And it's like, I got bored. He had to win it when he got the belt. I mean, he had to, because if he didn't.
Yeah, that was his second last chance.
Yeah, just second or third last chance. You know, so, yeah, so I just didn't know if he comes back, if he does come back, who is he going to, you know, have beef with, or who can, because you got to have somebody with the personality, I guess, or whatever, to be there with him. Although, I will admit, yeah, with the whole, it's probably been over a month, when the whole thing with him and Paul, when they let him talk, you know, when he's back there telling him, go get me a steak, I'm like, whoa, so wait a minute. He's very comfortable doing that. You know what I mean? there's a little personality there other than Big Doofus who just beats people up.
Yeah, and that's the one thing that always does strike me a little bit strange. Like, just that he doesn't talk. Like, I think it works that he doesn't talk because, A, Paul Heyman's brilliant 90% of the time.
But especially, that's why I thought maybe they would really actually have Heyman, you know, end up with Roman because they were letting Brock. I'm like, okay, are we testing Brock to make sure he can you know,
but, do this on his own.
You want to do this on his own, and then it didn't happen. But yeah, so he'll, like you said, he'll show up, definitely show up for a Rumble or something.
Was he already? He's announced for the Crown Jewel event because that's when the Triple Threat is, right?
Yeah. Just not for
Super Showdown.
Secret Showdown.
And I guess I'm trying to remember, there had to have been a couple of things on SmackDown that we did not get around to. Oh, I'm assuming the cliffhanger from last week about Milwaukee.
Oh.
is worth going over that we haven't crossed those roads yet.
I mean, as much as we know, you know, whatever.
I am gonna posit an easy to me theory, which is Aiden English stopped at I love you and
I want.
Oh, I figured the next words out of her mouth were like a brother, and
well, wasn't it? It was I want to talk to you. I want you, and then he stopped it. And my guess is it's going to be I want you to leave us alone, or I want you to, you know, not be whatever. That's I imagine.
Oh, okay. Why did I misheard that badly?
Yeah, it was I want you. Because I imagine it was her telling him, I want you, you know, to either stay, you know what I mean? Or I want you to stay with us and I want you to whatever, or I want you to tell Rusev the truth. So, but,
yeah, it's the same result.
One and have it be, I want you right now, take me. I mean, that would be the best thing that
it might help the feud, but I'm not sure that really, I don't think Lana is going to help Aiden English at all, and I think that her and Rusev, like, that's just a weird thing to crack. Like, I still don't get. There have been a lot of fan movements that the WWE eventually kind of relented to, but the Rusev Day thing, they have not played into that as much as I guess I expected them to.
Yeah, they when the shirts, you know, you that's the joke, you know. Oh look, there's a shirt, so it's officially a thing now. You know what I mean? Like the B team. When they came out with official B-Team shirts, you're like, okay, they really are letting them have this as a thing. It's not just, you know, and they haven't. But, I mean, and the crowd buys into it every time. Every time. You know, I see people on non-related, you know, Twitter threads and non-related, you know, Facebook or Reddit things, and they'll say, no, you can't do that on Rusev Day, you know, so. No. Later. Today's the day. What do you mean? It's Rusev Day. So, yeah, it's a thing. Like, delete. I mean, that's the other funny thing. I'll see the Matt Hardy, you know, somebody will throw a delete out in a place that you'd never expect to see it. So.
Oh man, if one of my coworkers pulled out a delete, I think I'd completely lose it.
Right, right. I switched jobs, and so now I work in with what, 4 or 5 other women, and I'm new, only there a month, so we had like the last team meeting because the director's leaving, so two of us that are new. She's like, well, tell us something, you know, tell us something about yourself. And it maybe wasn't like that you're not embarrassed about or that, you know what I mean? Tell us something that, and I said, I'll tell you, I said, I love wrestling. I'm a wrestling fan. And of course they all kind of rolled their eyes. You know what I mean? Like, these women are like, what? She what? I'm like, yeah, I'm a wrestling fan. I've seen every episode of Survivor and I go to like 27 Pacer games a season and they're like, who are you?
Oh man.
Yeah, so what else? There was what the Iconics.
Yeah, because you did make a comment about them and that I thought that was worth going into a little bit.
I don't know. I can't buy into it. And maybe it's this because I'm a woman and I'm so, I just hate the whole, you know, going back to piggy bank, you know what I mean? Or making, calling Vicky a pig and having her roll around in mud, you know what I mean? Those types of things. I mean, maybe guys, some guys do, may, I don't know. I just, so to me, that was just another one of those gimmicks, you know, one of those where, going to make fun of everybody gimmick, so I've not necessarily been a big fan, but the flossing thing, it's kind of a thing with me, because obviously if I do go to a lot of Pacers games, and any time a kid gets on the Jumbotron, that is what they'll do. Every time. They'll floss and then dab. I'm like, come on, oh my god. Yeah, the fidget spinner of things.
Yeah, I guess they're annoying, but it doesn't have a sustainability to it that I guess I'd like to see if they want to do something more.
Yeah.
Or it needs to have more bite to it, like, you know, like in some ways, like Becky Lynch, where it kind of needs a little harder edge to it than
right, because it's basically what they bring. It's just blah blah blah. We're gonna mock you, and that's cool, okay. But you're right. Maybe they give them a little more. I mean, they're growing on me in the ring. I wasn't, again, they're just weird to me. That's all they did. That's all they did. You know, come out and the same thing, but to somebody else, I guess.
Yeah, and they didn't have a terribly long time, at least on NXT TV, either.
Right, they kind of just came. I was shocked when they came up. I really was.
Yeah, so it's one of those ones where they definitely, like, lock, stock, and barrel. They're like, yup, that's the same gimmick. You're coming, and you're coming on up. Well, yep. Although I guess that's kind of been the case for a while now. I guess that NXT gimmicks, for the most part, have stuck since.
Which is nice. Well, I mean, you
the Wyatt family
now, because so many people are into NXT now. Since, like you said, since Triple H took over, I think because so many people are now invested in it, you can't just take somebody from there and bring them over to SmackDown and let them be something totally different than what people, you know, I guess, fell in love with them, for lack of a better word. Like, you couldn't have brought, you know, I don't, yeah.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, even if it's to their detriment sometimes, because I still think that, I don't know how long, Sasha Banks has probably been on the main roster for 2.5, 3+ years, something in that area, and I still don't think that her character from NXT is even remotely looked into on the main shows at all.
And she's, and I'm, again, to me, the note sucks, and I don't want, like, Emmy-winning, you know, performances from people, but that, there's no development. And she is exactly what she is all the time, and she has been, and I don't know what you do with her. And then they turned around and using the Sasha Bailey best friends are going against each other, and now you've almost got this, you know, you've got the Becky and Charlotte thing right away, right after.
Friends. I was just gonna say, because it seemed pretty weird how many tag matches they had Sasha and Bailey, and I'm like, are they really going with the, and I feel like I've heard it at least for a few months now, the women's tag team division.
I know. And we keep hearing that. Maybe that's something we see at the pay-per-view. Because there seem to be a lot of them, right?
And it's one of those things that, but now they've had like a couple of weeks off because Bayley's hanging out with Finn Balor the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Sasha's nowhere to be seen. Well, no, didn't she? Did she get injured? Or is she just not around?
I don't know. I mean, let's be honest, though, and I'll be a snarky bitch now, I guess. But you're going to make a woman's tag team belt division. You're going to give them belts. You're going to give them, you know, this thing, and Nikki and Brie will get it. You know what I mean? Nikki and Brie will have the belt first.
That very well could happen. The look of shock and surprise on my face would be zero if that were to occur.
I'll if you don't mind, we talk about women. Was it Nikki Cross? Right. That I don't know why in NXT.
Yes.
What is there? I am shocked that they've not brought her up. I'm shocked that they didn't bring her up with
those guys.
Yeah.
Those guys that have barely been on SmackDown.
I know. They're just, and they, I was so excited. I thought, that's crazy. That's a good, you know, loser. And yeah.
I have enjoyed myself some latter day Eric Young.
Yes, absolutely.
I even took some convincing in TNA for quite some time, even when he turned to kind of basically the character they're using for Sanity. But I'm just like, yeah, I'm kind of in with this. Maybe I'm just becoming a softy since I know how much of a hockey fan he is.
Yep.
You know, he really seems to have gotten himself, you know, he's a guy that definitely got himself over on the mic and kind of keeps on doing that. And they really seem to have a lot of high hopes for Killian Dane.
Right. And again, I know there's a lot, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of things. And you mentioning earlier, giving some, you know, somebody needs a break, or, you know, let them.
Oh, but that's one of those ones that they didn't, but just because they had just come up, they did not need a break.
Well, no, they need somebody else probably needs one, and let them, you know.
Oh, well, the Usos, that was one where the mixed match challenge when Jimmy Uso showed back up, I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess they're still alive.
Yeah, but good. That's a good example of, I think, somebody who needed, we need a little break. But then you've got New Day, who every week, you know what I mean? It's like, I don't see people getting sick of them. I don't see, I mean, I walk around the mall and there are 10 kids wearing Bootio shirts, you know, and I'll bet you 3 of those don't know what it means, but they've got the shirt.
So. Yeah, they're still a little hit or miss, the New Day. Maybe they could use an Uso-style break, I don't think they're getting it.
I want Kofi. I want, and it's just because I enjoyed when Kofi kind of went crazy on Randy Orton back in the day. When he, you know, I liked that. I saw that side of Kofi. So if that would be my vote, is let him not Big E, you know what I mean? Because I guess that's what I hear people saying, oh, he's gonna break up with them, he's gonna turn on them because he wants, let it be Kofi. Let him let him go set on the rest of them and surprise everyone.
Yeah, we kinda, I would be all for, and call me crazy, an amicable breakup.
Yeah.
You know, this is not something that has come. There are a lot of maybe uncommon things happening in wrestling right now, and that could certainly be something that that could go down. But I guess I don't foresee that happening if there is a breakup. Just because it is pro wrestling and you need to have something
go on. Yeah, there has to be. You can't just show up one week and say, hey, I can't hang out with you guys. I'm going to go grab beers with Kurt Hawkins or something. You know what I mean? Like, it's going to be, somebody's going to be caught doing something and you know, get pancakes battered dumped on their head.
Big E is going to be using a cheat code for up, up, down, down, and he's going to get kicked out of New Day.
That's what it'll be. He'll get busted cheating. And that's actually great. You need to write that down and get some money for that if that happens. That's
amazing. I can't believe that they haven't written that. Well, I know it's been mentioned on the program, in some ways I'm almost surprised it hasn't been written in. I guess if they don't write it in, they can then have the Young Bucks and Kenny Omega on the show anyway.
Oh God!
Which is
I know we're talking the air, but we didn't even talk about AJ and Samoa Joe.
Oh my gosh! Now this was one of those reasons that I was howling, and I kind of talked about it at the top of the show about trying to talk my wife into it, into doing the show. I guess, what are your feelings on Paige as a GM before I give her opinion?
God bless her. I was happy when she came back. Because I was happy that, you know, she came back as in-ring. I want to like her I can't. And I know some people do, but I don't know.
You know, she is in your camp. Maybe the fact that I find her to be attractive blinds me to the fact that she's
beautiful.
Not that
she's
good.
Absolutely, she looked, and I actually even said, "Gosh, she looks amazing tonight."
Well, and there's some disagreement from as long as your name is shortened from one Missy to another Missy, because that was another thing. I'm just like, oh man, that is a little harsh. I was like, she is. Yep, no. I'm not letting you grade this one. You can just... you can tell me which guy is attractive, and I'll, you know, I'll go with it.
It should be good. I mean, it sounds like it'll be good in the sense that it's going to be...
Oh, a good
reckless
match.
I mean, it's going to be nasty.
Oh yeah, and that was, I guess, one of the other things that was hilarious is she's like, and I kind of felt bad for Paige this week just because, and I don't think my wife was wrong, she did not, there was not a whole lot of crowd response for her.
No.
And that news really, I couldn't believe it was only 8 minutes. Because she was complaining about how long that it took for that to take place. I'm like, it's only been 8 minutes. I was like, that wasn't her usual 15-minute opening segment.
No, I'm shocked that you told me that because 8 minutes, it seemed like it was forever. You know, then you see him at the door, and now he's going to ring the doorbell. And you know what I mean? And
yeah.
I was very, was it Orton? Back in the, who was that? I'm trying to remember now.
Tonight, or are you talking about Triple H and Randy Orton?
Yeah, you know, showing up at his house and all that. I'm like, oh, there we go.
This one, luckily, since the authorities were called.
We called the authorities immediately. He did not get into the house.
that was probably still called for maybe trespassing or something like that. Some type of slap on the hand. At least for tonight, and that's why I was kind of laughing a little bit, they did not help Paige out with the assignment that she was given.
No, it was. I mean, she said, I felt like they told her, this is what you have to say. You need to say, okay, we've called the authorities. And he, you know what I mean? And I'm like, poor girl was like, okay.
Yeah, she read exactly from the script that they gave her instead of...
I wanted to fire him. But, you know, I'm like,
Okay, yeah, I can definitely see that. Because I did feel like when she ended up having her interaction not that long thereafter with Ty Dillinger backstage...
Yeah. Yeah.
That felt more natural to me.
And it's probably because they let her be her. They just let her do. Yeah. I think maybe it's this. Maybe when she puts on the announcer voice, you know, the official voice.
The authority voice.
Official. Yeah, that's not as authentic as just letting her be herself. Like you said, talking to Ty about it, she was just, yeah, this is it, this is what I've got, you can do this, so.
I didn't mind that they ended up getting personal into this Samoa Joe, AJ Styles thing when they extended the feud, but this part was just a little over the top. Like, I guess I know that it's wrestling and things can get a little over the top, but it's just like, eh. This is one of those reasons when people roll their eyes at wrestling. Like, I guess that's one of those things running through my head when a segment that happens.
Well, it's like the South Park episode, you know what I mean? He stole my job, he's at your house, you know what I mean? He slept with his wife. Yeah, it was a South Park.
Yeah.
But then, I mean, does Joe get the belt?
That's one that I do not have a good guess on. I'm good either way. To me, it would seem like AJ Styles would be the clear-cut guy to break CM Punk's record for the WWE Championship.
So then it would be gone. You are correct. We're almost there. Then that's one less reference to him. That they would have to have. It's a very good point.
Yeah, like the vindictiveness of Vince McMahon is something I never underestimate at this juncture. I mean,
you're right. That's a very good point. Now, and me and my husband, you know, Dave, he likes it when someone has the belt holds on to it for a long time. You know, he's like that's old school, that is, you know, it allows this person to look like a champion, you know, you're not switching it over every 6 weeks or every paper, you know, and I get that, I see that, I like it, I mean, I liked it when Punk had it for a long time, because then you do kind of cycle, you know, you cycle some other people in there and give them that, I mean, yeah, so... I just feel then what are you going to do with Joe? That makes me sad.
Because
now what, you know? He goes away for a little while.
Yeah, and I guess he's been another one that he's kind of been evergreen. Like, I'm just like, oh, what are they going to do with Joe? And they're like, oh, we're just going to take him off TV for a couple months. We'll throw him in another high-profile feud for like
he
3 months.
He shows up, everybody loses their shit, they're happy Joe's back. And then when it wears off, yeah, you're right. And that's Brock. I mean, let's be honest, people just hate every week. They're shoving him down our throat he's not there and he keeps winning and he only shows up. But then you mark my words, he'll be gone for 2 months, 3 months, 4 months. When he comes back, it's like the second coming because he's back again. So it'll wear off again. But yeah, that's the natural circle of life, I guess.
Yeah, and I guess we've skirted around it, and just because we were talking about Ty Dillinger, I don't know how we're going to end on... we're not going to end on Ty Dillinger, but the sadist now that is Randy Orton. Is this a positive development for you or a negative development?
I absolutely love the psycho Randy Orton. To me, this is Orton at his best. This let him just be, I mean, the Hardy stuff, that was some of the, and maybe that tells you a little more about me. I get excited when it's like just sadistic and just the, yeah, to me, I love that. I love when he comes back and he doesn't have, you know, he's not, like I said, he's not a face. He's not necessarily a heel, quote unquote. He's just psycho Randy, and I'm all, I love that. I love it. I love it. Let him do it all day.
Because I guess I was, when I was talking to Chris last week, like, I would not be shocked to see him, because he's interrupted, or he's taken out two opponents of Shinsuke Nakamura.
Yes!
And it would not be surprising to me to see those two end up mixing it up, and that's what, like you were talking about, where he's not really a heel, like, he's kind of obviously a heel for the shit that he's doing.
Right, but he's not a lone wolf, I hate using that term, but just for himself. He's just, that's it. That's what he is. That's what he doesn't care. And I love it. Psycho Randy's the best.
Yeah. It's been a lot of fun. I'm just like, the only thing I was thinking tonight, I'm like, does he get to choose the torture that his opponent goes through? I'm like, or does Ty Dillinger get to choose which appendage is going to hurt after this?
Or do they go back there and say, so this week, he's going to be using an ice pick in someone's, you know, throat. Which one of you are willing to do that? You know?
Yeah. I was kind of wondering, is it Orton? Is it his opponent? Is it some crazy writer in the back that's specifically coming up with the torture? Because,
yeah, it has to be Shinsuke, and it'll be because Shinsuke's obviously a bit psycho himself. So that, to me, I love that. I love that all day.
Yeah, because I guess now that we've been talking about how many people have gotten a little time off, I not that I feel like I've needed time off from Nakamura, but. You know, I guess it's been okay too. Like, it can keep him fresh. And I think we mentioned last week the Twitter stuff that he posted with him and the American flag. Yes. If they don't use that on TV at some point, I'm going to be so disappointed.
I mean, you got to, yeah. And maybe they will. I mean, they shocked me when they let Hardy bring over the Woken stuff. You know, when they. Oh. Let him embrace it, so I'm not going to discount them anything at this point.
It is definitely a brand new day and age in wrestling, even in the sinking ship that is the WWE.
That's right, the sinking ship.
Okie doke, well, is there anything else to cover before we mosey on out of here for this episode?
I'm fine with ending on Psycho Randy. I think that's a great place.
Okie dokie.
I'll try and sleep, right?
Hey, it's October. I have started to get into the graphics end of the site a little bit more, so I have provided that with tonight's show, hopefully. At DeFrango11, at Bird with a Y is the word.
Because the other one won't give me the name. I'm not saying tweet her and tell her to give it to Missy, but I'm, you know.
you're just saying it has been explored. the brand, at Stunt Granny, rate and review us on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever you listen to us. And, I will say have a good night. And if you feel like closing, have at it.
No, I'm excited. You guys know I've got a soft spot for Stunt Granny. So this is awesome, and I'm tired, can you tell? But anyhow, I'll be back. I'll be back, and
yes, you will.
Don't at me, because don't like the Iconics.